Troy from Zia Comics here with another travelogue. This is the last one from UAE, United Arab Emirates. This is the actual World Expo that they held in Dubai. They called it World Expo 2020 because that's when it was supposed to happen. It, you know, kind of got delayed because of COVID, but it's a months-long event. I believe there's 192 countries participating, showcasing their cuisine, their technology, and just their culture. I couldn't show you everything because, like I said, 192 countries, it would have been days-long video. But I did try to capture the highlights, and I'm going to show those to you now. Leading in to the expo, you'll see the flags of all 192 participating countries. Here's a map of the expo. It's much bigger than what the map actually shows you. Here we are, Expo 2020. Global goals, sustainable development. Lots of technology you're going to see here. The big lit up golden archway. I guess it's an arch even though it's squared. Leading in, they had little robots running around that you could interact with. They would greet you and you could touch them. They had different little emotions they would show. Went right along with the technology theme of the expo. They also had, this was more of an information robot. You could get your information from him as he was roaming around. These kind of remind me of the one from Men in Black, the World Expo in New York. As soon as you walk in, like I said, we're just going to show you highlights. There's Azerbaijan. This one I really need to show you. They had this awesome digital musical light display. It was just captivating. That everybody, most of the people were in here watching the show as it was on. They only ran at certain times. I had to truncate it drastically. But I did want to show you the digital interaction with live action actors down here. It was just so crazy inside that dome. Like I said, this was probably a half hour long show or more. Back out. We did go at night. They were actually open very late at night, so we decided to go then. A lot cooler, less crowds. Still quite a few people, though. There was Slovenia. These guys, I don't remember which country they were from, but yes, that's exactly what it looks like. They're dressed up as sperm. They were doing a show about reproduction. Go figure. Here's another light show in one of the other countries. A lot of them really had their technology on display for everybody. Also showing, as you can see, their culture and artwork, like Portugal here with these penguins. I really like this. They incorporated water with their show. And it was just so I didn't realize how long I had sat watching this thing.
For us, it's the energy.
Before I realized it, I was in there for probably half an hour or so. This was another really cool digital light display. Led you through basically a maze, and this was towards the end of the maze. These lights kept going and going. And since I'm from America, of course, I had to make sure I hit the USA Pavilion. Here's the entry to the USA Pavilion. Lots of red and blue and white. Here, they really focused more on the history of our technology and not the future, which was kind of different from the other pavilions. I was kind of taken aback. I thought they should have shown more of what we're actually working on rather than what we've worked on in the past. This was a raising platform that rose up above the expo and spun around as it went. So you got a full 360 aerial view of the expo. Over to the right, you see the big dome where that big musical was going on. There's the walkway with all the silhouetted birds. There's just so much to see here at the expo. Everybody had all their technology on display, you know, showcasing their culture, showcasing the stuff they're working on to make the world a better place. Like I said, 192 countries. That's a big chunk of the countries in the world. A lot of them were here and had their wares on display. Seeing it from up above like this just gives you a greater appreciation for how big this is, how how much logistics it took to put this all together, and just getting 192 countries together in one spot, much less coordinating it and having them all work together, just amazing. We're still, like I said, we're still spinning around. It was a slow 360, just to give you a good view of everything at the expo. There's the backside of that walkway with the bird silhouette. So we're coming pretty close to our 360 here. That is just so much space, and we walked it all, so we got our steps in that day for sure. And here we come back around to the big covered dome. So that was the World Expo, quick and dirty. I didn't show you all 192 countries, of course. A lot of them were actually kind of boring, but a big majority of them were very entertaining. A lot of entertainment value, a lot of glimpses into the future of their technology and things that are going to change. Probably won't see a lot of these changes for 10 years or so. It takes a while for things to change. But looking around at that expo, it's really it gives me hope for the future. Some of the stuff they got coming up. If you get a chance to go to a World Expo, I would say please do it, because it opens your eyes up to all these other countries and their culture and art and the technology they use. If you like this travel video and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe down below, man. Also, don't forget to like, share, and comment. All those things really help out the channel a lot. It helps us do videos like these for you guys for free. And until you see our next video, later, nerds.